Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Hi, and welcome back to the Dirtbag Baseball Talk Show here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network, Dirtbag Nation. Great to have you back with Nolan and myself for another show. Obviously, wherever you are out there in the world, can't thank you enough for being a part of the show, being a part of the nation, and especially to our American Forces Network, our Armed Forces Network, servicemen and women out there, and that wherever you are in the world. Thank you for doing what you do so Nolan and I and the rest of the baseball people and the rest of the people in the world obviously can do what they do as well. So can't thank you enough, no matter how much we try. So other than just appreciate you being a part, and we hope that we bring a bit of fun to your week every week when we come to you. So in some way, shape, or form. So that's it. Another big week to talk about, kind of a weird week for me. I don't know about Nolan so much. Just the teams, maybe the dog days of August. I'm not just sure what's happening in that, but what is it other than the Houston Astros and the Brewers and Dodgers and the NL, those top teams are just, I don't know. The American League East was all 500 in the last 10 games, 5-5. But Cleveland's had a little bump in the road. Kansas City holding steady with them. Minnesota's looking interesting. I'm sure we'll talk about that tonight. Not just sure what field that is. And, of course, Nolan's Cardinals have just, they've gone completely in the other direction. 2-8 over the last 10. So things are going to, heads are going to roll, as they would say, I can imagine, in St. Louis. So we got lots to talk about for sure. Obviously, the highlights, Nolan will touch on them. And everything in between. Even it's amazing to me as I'm looking at it, all the speculation of the off season and who the big free agents and stuff like that. It just seems, I mean, it's always relevant, obviously, in that, but it just seems really interesting with how tight divisions are right now, still with the playoffs coming around in September, right around the corner, coming down the home stretch. It just seems like an interesting thing to me personally. But again, Nolan will give his opinion and, we'll go from there. So that's what it's all about, Dirtbags. If you have curtain call questions for Nolan and myself, send them into Instagram or Facebook at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. We'll answer them here on the show. Or again, like we always say, if it's something like training that you need as a player, a parent, a coach, reach out to us so we can go through it personally and help make this baseball journey a fun and successful one wherever you are and whatever level you're playing. So anyways, Dirtbags, sit back, settle in, get your favorite drink, however you like to listen to us, wherever you like to listen to us, because Nolan's to get rare, excited to get rolling.
What's better than one win? Three wins? With Straight Savings, you keep your own phone, get one line for only $25 a month with real unlimited data, and get rewarded with a $200 phone credit after 12 months. It's a win-win-win. Head to Walmart or visit straighttalk.com today. Switch to Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Straight Savings Plan enrollment requires compatible unlocked device and new line of service. Bonus device credit requires 12 months of active service. Offer ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. Taxes and fees apply. For network management practices, see Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
An IBM study found that fan engagement and consumption of sports is shifting, revealing new opportunities for technology integrations, including artificial intelligence. International sports fans surveyed are optimistic about the impact of technologies like AI. Real-time updates and personalized bite-sized content rank as top priorities for fans when it comes to how generative AI can enhance following and engaging with sports events. While 64% of surveyed fans said TV is their top choice for watching sports, they are increasingly using multiple devices to follow sporting events. Younger fans between the ages of 18 and 29 may be reshaping how consumers experience sports content engaging with content via multiple screens, and ranking personalized content as their top priority. Fans worldwide are continuing to embrace platforms and solutions that allow them to feel more connected and informed on their favorite athletes and sporting events. IBM's new study confirms this now includes embracing technologies like AI to deliver these experiences. Visit www.ibm.com for more information. Sponsored by IBM.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive five-day, four-night vacation for two adults and two children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for four for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
Fall is the perfect excuse to update my wardrobe. So I went to Kohl's and fell in love with dressing up all over again, and all for less. With their friends and family sale, I saved 20% on polished pieces for me and my husband, like dresses, button downs, and shoes. Plus, I earn Kohl's cash. Don't take my word for it. Get to Kohl's and discover fall faves for yourself. Select styles. Offers end August 25th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, where do you want to kick things off?
Yeah, so I mean, today was announced World Baseball Classics in 2026 will run from March 5th through March 17th in San Juan, Houston, Tokyo, and Miami. So no Los Angeles this year, obviously, or well, not this year, but the next go around for the World Baseball Classics. I'm pretty sure that's because of the Olympics being held there in 2028. I'm not 100% sure why on the reasoning exactly, but anyways, those are the four main ones is Minute Maid, Lone Depot, Tokyo, obviously they've done there a couple of times, in San Juan. But yeah, the pools this time are interesting. Normally Canada's in with Mexico and USA. This time they're in with Puerto Rico, Cuba, Panama, and then whoever the qualifier is out of that one. Pool B, they'll be playing in Houston. So that consists of USA, Mexico, Italy, Great Britain, and the qualifier. So that's a joke of a pool. If USA doesn't absolutely run away with that, I don't know what's happened. But that one is absolutely a joke to me. Then in Pool C, you get Japan, Australia, Korea, and Czechia. Also another joke of a division. Japan should run away with that one, but I mean, that's to be determined, obviously. And then Pool D, now, this one is probably the toughest out of all of them. You get Venezuela, Dominican Republic, Netherlands, and Israel, and then the qualifier as well coming out of there. They'll be playing that in Miami. So, yeah, I mean, overall, I think it's a little bit different. Canada being in with the Central America, Puerto Rico, Cuba, Panama, that type of stuff. Definitely different from what they're normally going up against. They'll obviously have a tough test. Now, I don't see Canada coming out on that one. I think that'll either be Puerto Rico or Cuba winning that division, but Canada, as long as they have a healthy roster, I think should be competitive in that. But yeah, the rest of them don't seem like they're too tough a task for USA and Japan to come out of their respective pools. And then, yeah, I think, I don't know. I mean, Pool D is going to be a tough one too. Venezuela, Dominican Republic, Netherlands, Israel, and whoever the qualifier is in that one, that's a tough pool. Like Israel, I get that they don't necessarily have a lot of MLB talented players, but still there's some players that they can draw from.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's the kind of pool that exactly right. I mean, what looks easy isn't always easy. It's a tough pool, tough grind. I agree with you, Nolan, to look at them the way it's broken down. You're right. I mean, Puerto Rico, obviously, your boy, I would assume your boy Yadi again, Molina probably managing that team.
Well, it depends on his contract with the Cardinals.
Well, it does. You're right. But I'm sure he would negotiate that in. I wouldn't be surprised if he, no matter what, would be able to stay as a manager for the World Baseball Classic. Again, anything can happen. You never know. But you're right. I mean, United States looks pretty strong with the team they'll put together against Mexico. Mexico will give them a little bit. I know Italy with Mike Piazza over there. That'll be interesting, that team. Great Britain, I can't see a whole lot out of there. Japan, absolutely. Same thing. Japan and Korea, they got, what is it, Tournament 12, I think it is, next winter. Coming up or whatever. And so that'll be interesting to see. But, I mean, obviously Japan's the number one team in the world. That's where they are. So they should be able to come out of it. And you're right, that Pool D, that gets a little bit interesting. That's going to be a first round pool. That could be some dogfight going on. Whoever comes out of there is going to be game ready for the quarterfinals. I don't care what anybody says. So exciting. Exciting to go on. We've talked about the 2026 WBC, and of course, obviously, we talked last week about the Olympics. I agree with you 100%. I mean, LA not getting it for WBC isn't easy. It's a no-brainer. They already got the Olympics, so stay clear of it. Let the other teams in the league fight for it, see who gets it. Like you said, Minute Maid got it, so that's good. And of course, Miami, they always have a good pool down there. Just because of the location and the multicultural environment that's there. So it's exciting, man. You should be excited about that. And if we can have anything like last year's performance, it's you and Braden even talked about it last year. I can remember that podcast like it was yesterday, how excited you guys were to be able to watch the different cultures and how they play, how the fans act. You know what you guys were excited about as well, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's anytime you get world events, it's always fun, right? Like Olympics, everybody watches the Olympics. World Cup, even if you're not a soccer or football fan, depending on where you're watching out there in the world, everybody still watches that, right? So, I mean, World Baseball Classic, it's a blast. The atmosphere gets rocking. Yeah. People represent their countries just a heck of a lot different than they do on a regular occasion. Heck, even look at Nikola Jokic, NBA player. Obviously, he's supremely talented in his own right. Wins the NBA championship there a couple years ago, leaving it, and he's like, the job is done. I can go home now. Like, no real celebration, no real emotion. Then you see him winning bronze medal for Serbia, I want to say. Yeah, for Serbia. And he's celebrating with all the guys on the bus like they won gold. Like, world stuff, it when you're representing your own country, it's just different. There's a certain sense of pride. Everybody has a certain sense of pride towards their own people. So, I mean, for that, I think, hey, the 2023? Yeah, just last year when they did them. Like, it was amazing. The next one, same thing. It's going to be amazing. Hopefully, fingers crossed. But yeah, no, hopefully the talent pools that everybody draws from are just even that much deeper next year or in 2 years.
Yeah, absolutely. Sorry, 2 years. I mean, for sure. For all you dirtbags out there, you obviously realize I'm over in Europe doing training and that with baseball and stuff like that. And just what Chechi has done with the last one over in Japan and beating Australia with the walk-off home run and you know, just the history on the fact that they all work general labor jobs, everyday jobs, and they're baseball enthusiasts and love it. And not only to be able to play in your own country or learn this game of baseball, but to be able to compete on that world stage with them. What they've done, you got to realize this has been 30 years in the making, and the last probably 12 years of really concentrated effort of changing how they've developed their players, their objectives, their goals. I see it all the time or whatever, because I'm right here. And they're already talking about trying to qualify for Olympics and stuff like that and be prepared, not qualify, but be prepared for the 2028 Olympics. And that's what they're building towards. So my point being is, for anybody that's American or Canadian listening to this show, you have no idea what that World Baseball Classic, the impact it has on not the Japans and not the U.S. and even the Southern American teams and Central America teams, but just the world and what it's meant to the development of baseball. And we talked about last year, man, MLB, they realized that that's no wonder soccer or football, whatever you call it, is so big with the World Cup, like you said, Nolan. now they understand their baseball World Cup has that potential to grow the game in the same vastness. Obviously, baseball is a much more challenging game or slower. It's hard to explain to baseball, soccer, obviously, but you know what I mean. And would you agree to that? Like how much you felt that it was like a springboard to baseball. And like you said, even your friends that didn't know.
They need it. Baseball just needs it. Like, it draws attention. Yeah. Anytime you bring in world events, it always draws attention. Draws new eyes, draws new popularity, draws new interest. Like you said, Chechia, all of a sudden they get in. Great Britain, all of a sudden they get into the World Baseball Classic. All of a sudden, their population, they want to drive it up, right? Whenever Toronto gets into the playoffs in baseball, like obviously in the MLB I'm talking now, whenever Toronto gets into the playoffs, popularity of baseball, like the numbers just drive up. And when Toronto sucks, obviously it's a trickle down effect, right? So I mean that's the same thing as what happens with this. Like the World Baseball Classic goes on, you want to sit down, watch it. All of a sudden, fresh eyes just create more interest. Like it's a no brainer to me. They should be doing this every 4 years. So
absolutely, I mean the whole world comes alive, just like all of Canada comes alive when the Blue Jays are in the playoffs. Like you said, I mean it's just unbelievable. People that don't know baseball, they hey, what? What's this all about? And they start paying attention, whether they're long-term fans or not. They're definitely short-term impact for sure. And there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. And that's what's exciting about it, Dirtbags. So, again, we're going to carry on with the highs and the lows of the week or whatever and that. But that's a great kickoff, Nolan. I love it. And we're going to be right back here in a second, Dirtbags.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Obviously, Nolan kicked tonight's show off with the announcement and updates of the World Baseball Classic, the pools, the home facilities for the opening round, and in the first segment. So where do you want to take us now, Nolan?
Yeah, so, I mean, let's talk about the good news for Pittsburgh Pirates fans. Obviously, you get the news, I guess, reported out a couple of days ago. Doesn't sound like the Pirates are interested in shutting down Paul Skenes. So obviously, that's huge news for Pittsburgh Pirates fans out there. Pittsburgh's still in a good spot. I mean, not a great spot, but still in a good spot where they're still pushing for that playoff spot. 8 back in the wild card race, 14 back in the NL Central race. I can't see them catching Milwaukee, but anything's possible with Pittsburgh. And I mean, that's just good for baseball, right? Like, obviously, pitchers, basically since Steven Strasburg came up, Steven Strasburg was pretty much the reason why rookie pitchers, and it's not necessarily only on Steven Strasburg, it's also on Scott Boras, but pretty much like the reason why pitchers started getting shut down at around that 160 inning mark was because of Steven Strasburg and Scott Boras. So, I mean, seeing Paul Skenes continue to go out there and pitch every fifth day, obviously that'll have huge ramifications on kind of more eyes and stuff like that trending towards the Pittsburgh Pirates fan base. And obviously, I mean, it's just good for baseball, right? It helps cement his NL Rookie of the Year candidacy. I can't see him winning NL Cy Young, but he's up to 125 in the third innings right now between the MLB and minors this season. Realistically, he'll probably be sitting around that 170, 180 mark kind of once the year is all said and done. But no, I like it. It shows that the Pittsburgh Pirates are still trying to be competitive, still trying to field a good team. And it's good for Paul Skenes. If he's agreed to that, then obviously he wants to be an MLB player and wants to basically grind out a full season.
Yeah, absolutely. And I saw a thing either this morning or yesterday with Ben Cherington, GM, president of operations, that and kind of taking the blame, full on taking the blame for maybe not making more moves at the trade deadline, putting themselves in even a stronger position moving into the final 2 months of the season or whatever to put them in a better position. And I think that's important when you're that guy and you step up and step up this early and say, you know what, that's on me. I didn't read my team as well as I should have or whatever. And I wasn't as aggressive as I could have been to even help them out more, because I've got guys, like you said, that are willing to go to the wall now. I got guys that are willing to go to the wall now and stuff like that. And I got to take advantage of that with my team. And again, that's that culture that we always talk about, right? And it starts from the top down, right? Starts from the top, man. That's why you're the general manager. That's some guys are president of operations, whatever it is. But at the end of the day, that management, they've got to lead and build the culture. And it's, for me, I don't see it around the league a lot or whatever. And I know that sounds pretty harsh and what are you talking about or whatever. But we talk about it all the time, Nolan. I mean, that real true commitment. Again, Cleveland, 6-4, I think, or whatever. But I don't think they did enough at the trade deadline. I think they were lazy. I think they were complacent. I mean, yes, you're putting a lot of trust in the players you have and da-da-da-da-da. And I mean, that's the way you got to do it. You've gone this far in the season with them, and now you got to stay with them, that type of stuff. But the bottom line is, we've talked about it before, you're in pro sports. So when your time comes, I'm not talking about selling the farm, but if you need a few pieces, by jumping, you better go and get a few pieces. Am I off? What's your thoughts?
No, I agree. There wasn't one team out there that really pushed all their chips in this year. Like, we talked about that. We've talked about that the past couple of weeks. The trade deadline, honestly, to me, was very lackluster. Obviously, you saw a lot of those big-time starting pitching players available. And no one really went out there and got them. Like, Los Angeles Dodgers, at the end of it, obviously, they completed the trade for Jack Flaherty, who, obviously, I guess, was the biggest pitcher that was moved this trade deadline. But you're sitting there seeing a guy like a Tarik Skubal, who, I mean, realistically, he's got, what, I think another year and a half before he's a free agent. By the end of 26, I'm pretty sure he's a free agent. End of 25. And the Tigers don't have a window. Like, no disrespect to the Detroit Tigers. I mean, they could create one for themselves next year, but they'd have to do a heck of a lot in the offseason, like a lot of moves, in order to get into that position to keep him on the roster. Where right now, it's like, okay, well, you saw the return for Yusei Kikuchi. I don't know if that put teams hesitant to go out there and get that quality starting pitcher. And I mean, Kikuchi's pitched excellent. Well, he's pitched great since he was acquired by Houston. And like, I just don't know if teams all of a sudden just balked at the idea of having to give up this, that, and the other for that type of player. But I mean, like, you get a guy like Garrett Crochet, he's still got a couple years left of control. Scuba, like I said, a couple years left of control. Like, there's a few pitchers out there, a couple years of control, a few good young hitters, a couple years of control on their teams. And just for whatever reason, every team just seemed to balk at the idea of trying to really cement themselves. And it's not like those teams that were sellers were holding on to their players. Like, you look at Miami, dumpster fire, right? They just traded the whole entire MLB team when they've gotten it down to the point where, what did you say? Their salary cap was like only like $14 million left or $16 million left for the rest of the season. It's like, yeah, like, I mean, that's kind of crazy. So, yeah, like, there was a lot of teams out there. And even Philadelphia. Like, Philadelphia could have made a couple more moves to add depth pieces, add some good veteran relievers. I mean, obviously, their only move was really, like, the Austin Hayes trade, where they gave up Sir Anthony Dominguez and Christian Pache. I mean, I don't know. Like, yeah, Cleveland, to me, there was some moves to be made that, for whatever reason, they just balked at. And teams like Kansas City, even the way that Kansas City kind of went all in the offseason. Now, I'm not really saying like all in, right? But they made a lot of strategic one-year moves to get all these guys, yeah. Michael Walker, Seth Lugo's, drawing a blank on who their other pitcher was that they went out and got. Will Smith, obviously, he's won 3 straight World Series. Like, teams like that, like, I kind of expected them just to make a solid push, go out there and get your Luis Roberts, right? They were available. They could have been head. And a player like a Luis Robert helps out any team immediately. Sure, you got to give up a lot in the system. But I mean, end of the day, they were saying that only, what is it? I think 13% of prospects actually pan out. Yeah. For like I'm talking like those upper level prospects that everybody kind of deems as your 1 through 5. It's only like 13% of them ever pan out as actual MLB players. Not even necessarily all-stars. I think even the all-stars, it goes down to like maybe 2%. Like, so you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm taking that trade any day of the week. If I can improve my team, and a guy like a Luis Robert, a guy like a Garrett Crochet, obviously he was pending an extension basically to pitch for whatever team he got traded to in the playoffs. A guy like a Tarik Skubal, like, if I'm trading for Skubal, I know I got my 1A. Regardless of what team he's on, I think this year he's winning AL Cy Young. If the season ended right now, he'd be your AL Cy Young guy. Pushing for that triple crown, honestly, too. So, like, guys like that, you just got to push your chips in. Obviously, San Diego kind of pushed their chips in, but that was basically it. There's a lot of teams that left a lot to be desired.
100%. Look at Baltimore. Look at this week with Baltimore or whatever, and that they go and get the Zach Eflin, which looks like a nice trade on the surface. But this week, what did he go on the IL with? Shoulder strain?
Shoulder inflammation.
Shoulder inflammation. And then you piggyback it, and I get if you're looking in the maybe potential long term, but then they back that up with Trevor Rogers. As we said, Trevor Rogers had a great rookie year, but he struggled since then. Yet last night he pitched. He had 4 2/3 innings or something like that. Like, he struggled all year. That was the guy you went and got? Yes, you're not going to go and get Garrett Crochet. Okay, he wanted the extension. Maybe you're not ready for that. For me, I would do that because, you know, Corbin Burns is going on the free agent list. He's going on it. He's going to see how much money he can make. Tarik Skubal, same thing. Like you've got that wealth of minor leaguers, high-end minor leaguers. Well, that was because you were in the basement for so many years. That's why you're there. And you've got that. But look at Houston Astros. They go out and they give that up, and now it looks like a pretty fair trade. I mean, we're talking about a team that was, what, almost 15 games behind in May, and now they're, what, 5 games up or 8 games up or some darn thing like that. That's why, again, another American League West championship. We all like Houston. We all hate them for the obvious reasons. But at the end of the day, go win yourself an American League West and see what can happen, especially when none of the other teams went you out, went and tried to knock you out. It really got aggressive. I obviously, the Yankees are close to the money and the threshold and then the taxes and stuff like that. Los Angeles Dodgers, the same thing. Obviously, injuries all over the map with Los Angeles. But the Baltimore Orioles, come on. Come on. For me, that's ridiculous that they didn't. And now it might bite them in the behind. It's that simple. And, you know, the other guy, he would go, well, that's exactly why you don't trade, because you never know. You got to trade. Yeah. To win a championship, you got to make strategic smart trades. Everybody does. It's just the way it is. Atlanta's looking a little better against the last weekend. We were 10 games. They're looking better. They beat the Phillies last night again.
Losing Austin Riley, though, for 6-8 is tough.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's not looking good for them, but at least they're playing hard competitive baseball or whatever. And that, I mean, they're battling. But you're right across the board for me. I mean, Padres, AJ Preller, keep doing what you do, whether you like him or not. I mean, at least he's aggressive. At least he wants to win championships. Like Nolan and I always talk about, dirtbags, you're in the pros, winning championships or nothing. Yes, you need to be sustainable for a long time. I get that. But at the end of the day, it's all about winning championships. They don't care that you're the top dog for a long time unless you win championships. Bottom line. So whether you like it or not, dirtbags, that's the reality of it. And Nolan and I are going to be right back here in a second with the curtain call questions.
Right now at Wendy's, you can get a small Frosty for a buck. And literally everyone is going. The car behind you, going to get a dollar Frosty. The car ahead of you, already had one, going for a second. The person who cut you off earlier, you guessed it, Dollar Frosty. Maybe it's all a sign for you to go get one. Just don't cut anyone off. No one likes that person. The iconic Frosty for a buck, gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only at participating U.S. Wendy's. Not valid in a combo. Prices may be higher in Alaska, Hawaii, California, and via third-party delivery.
T-Mobile, with help from Rob Gronk Gronkowski, is celebrating high school football by rolling out Friday night 5G lights, providing a platform for small towns across America to showcase their community spirit and compete for a $2 million football field makeover. In addition to the $2 million grand prize, T-Mobile will award $25,000 to 16 finalists, as well as give $5,000 to 300 high schools during the competition's entry period from now to September 20th to support high school football programs nationwide. John Fryer, president, T-Mobile Consumer Group.
I'm so excited to team up with Gronk for T-Mobile Friday Night 5G Lights. Friday nights are when we come together to cheer our team, show our hometown pride, and connect.
In over 3 years, T-Mobile has invested millions into small towns and billions into lighting up 5G across America, adding nearly 500,000 square miles of new 5G coverage and hundreds of new stores. Learn more about Friday Night 5G Lights and how to apply at www.fridaynight5glights.com. Sponsored by T-Mobile.
Fall is the perfect excuse to update my wardrobe. So I went to Kohl's and fell in love with dressing up all over again, and all for less. With their Friends and Family sale, I saved 20% on polished pieces for me and my husband, like dresses, button-downs, and shoes. Plus, I earn Kohl's cash. Don't take my word for it. Get to Kohl's and discover fall faves for yourself. Select styles. Offers end August 25th. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
Lowe's knows Labor Day calls for big savings. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances. Plus, save up to $750 when you buy two or more select major appliances priced $396 or more. And MyLowe's Rewards members get 3 bags of premium 2-cubic foot color mulch for just $10. Because Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid through 9/4 while supplies last. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change. Mulch offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Summer can be hot. Preparing for the temperature is the key to staying safe and cool. I'm Joel Reyes, and I've been driving with UPS for more than 20 years. Staying safe in the heat is all about preparation. Here are 3 tips to keep in mind. 1. Stay hydrated. Drink water throughout the day and eat foods with high water content. 2. Wear appropriate clothing and use cooling gear like hats, towels, and sleeves. 3. Find cool or shaded areas to recharge when needed. Stay safe in hot weather. Brought to you by UPS.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Time for the curtain call questions, Nolly. So right off the hop, we were just talking about culture, management. This is for ownership. So Philadelphia Phillies fans, send it in to us. Wants to know if you saw the latest from John Middleton, owner of the Philadelphia Phillies, on what he said about being all in and why he's all in.
Yeah, no, I mean, we all appreciated it here. Like, it's exactly what you should want out of your ownership. And so basically, to summarize kind of what he was saying, John Middleton pretty much just said, listen, if you're not willing to be a competitive team, if you're not willing to spend the money, get out of ownership. That's just basically shortening up what he said. Obviously, he was like, hey, listen, like, we got a great fan base, and that's because I put money in to bring players into this organization, make this a competitive team year after year. You know what? At the end of the day, the checks will write themselves. And he is right. Like, let's be honest. Obviously, like, you're looking at it, right? Like, the Los Angeles Dodgers, they're a global team. They spend their 300 and whatever million dollars that they spent this year on just for this year's team, I'm saying. And of course, like, end of the day, they're still going to get their 50,000 plus fans at Chavez Ravine. They're going to have all their jersey sales, hat sales, food, apparel, whatever else that they can get off of it. But they're going to be a competitive team because their ownership pumped money in, and they're going to make that money back, right? Philadelphia Phillies, same thing. $240 plus million this year for their team payroll. Guess what? They're making over $240 million between TV, between fans showing up at the game, the team being competitive, all that other stuff, right? So, I mean, sitting there, and like we talked about, Miami Marlins only paying $14 million or whatever it is for the rest of the year, $16 million. Like, that's just embarrassing. The Cleveland Guardians, year after year, obviously, they field a competitive team. They're still operating in that $110 million range. Okay, I got to give them credit. Pittsburgh Pirates, though. Like, I look at a Pittsburgh Pirates. It's like, if you pump in, let's just say, 110, 115, same as basically the Cleveland Guardians, up your numbers by about 40 million. Like, the fans are going to show up at PNC. PNC is a gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous stadium, man. It's hands down my favorite stadium that I've been to watch a game in person. And it's like, fans will show up. Baltimore Orioles fans will show up when you guys pump money in, you get a good team, right? Tampa Bay Rays. Unfortunately, they've had good teams year after year, but they don't put the money in to be able to keep their guys, to want to keep fans attached to that team. Like, it's tough for me as a fan to have to follow a player for only 3 years, right? Same as the Oakland Athletics. Like, their ownership didn't pump money in. Their fan base showed the fact that they're not putting money into this team, right? That's why the numbers got to the point where they did. Like, the Oakland Athletics fan base still loves the Oakland Athletics. It's just the fact that the ownership didn't do their part to keep the team in Oakland, to put a competitive team on the field year after year, right? So, stuff like that, it drives me up the wall. And I was happy to see Middleton actually come forward and say it. Now it's out there in the public. Everybody knows, okay, hey, listen, like, this is what an owner should say. This is what an owner should do. They should be putting that check first. Especially in a league where there's no hard salary cap, put the money out there, bring a competitive team in, and the fans will show up.
Staying in the NL East, New York Mets fans, what's your thoughts on Mr. Lindor becoming first shortstop to go 25-25 three times in a row?
Just three seasons in general.
Sorry. Yeah, you're exactly right. Yeah. But three seasons and stuff like that. One, for me, I forget about Francisco Lindor or whatever, and that because the Mets get going and they don't get going, but he really hasn't done a whole lot since that trade for them. Put up individual numbers, obviously, in that, but not all the time either. But bottom line is, anybody that can break that, anybody out of that plethora of shortstops coming down the pipeline?
Well, we all know next year there's going to be another guy that joins him on that three seasons, except he's going to do it in three straight seasons, Mr. Bobby Witt Jr. Barring some sort of injury or anything like that, like Bobby Witt Jr., he'll obviously get there. Ellie De La Cruz, tough to see him not getting there. Obviously, he hasn't done it yet, but at the same time, I mean, his trajectory says that he's going to be a 25-25 guy. Obviously, the stolen bases won't be an issue for him, but The one thing that actually surprised me about this, honestly, if you would have told me that Hanley Ramirez didn't have three seasons of 25-25, I wouldn't have believed you. I figured that Hanley Ramirez back in the day, man, like when he was playing on the Florida Marlins, back when they were still the Florida Marlins, that dude was unbelievable as a shortstop. I remember him always being the first overall pick in fantasy baseball because he was a shortstop that could hit 30 home runs and steal you close to 30 bases, right? So when he did that, well, obviously not three times because Francisco Lindor's the first one to do it, but and even a guy like Troy Tulowitzki obviously didn't have the stolen base numbers per se, but tons of power, right? So, I mean, it's weird just seeing this new evolution of the shortstop position where me as a kid growing up, it was, all right, you're defensive first, you're your Ozzie Smith, right? And you can stick it a little bit, but pretty much we're not relying on you to drop 15-plus home runs and steal us 35 bases. We're relying on you to essentially be a defensive wizard at shortstop, right? So, seeing this new evolution, obviously, for the shortstop position, you're seeing a lot of the kids come up. Gunnar Henderson, I don't see him ever being that 25-25 type of player. So I think it's just got to be Bobby Witt Jr. That'll be the next one to get the three seasons of 25-25. But that's a heck of an accomplishment by Francisco Lindor. Obviously, a guy on a Hall of Fame trajectory. Don't know if he necessarily gets in or not, but he's had a heck of a career. Got to tip your cap to him.
Over to the AL West. Houston Astros fans want to get your thoughts and opinions on Mr. Verlander being back in the rotation. Does he hold steady all the way through the playoffs? Or are you looking at some fragility?
Tough to tell with him. As much as I want him to be good, like, because Verlander's just a different breed altogether, right? Like, he's just a fantastic pitcher when healthy. Obviously, the past couple of years haven't gone necessarily the way that he's wanted to, like this year and last year, I'm saying. But, I mean, even that, just having him in the clubhouse, having him around the other guys, he's obviously been a great mentor for Hunter Brown and some of those other younger pitchers. But do I think that the Houston Astros are dependent upon Justin Verlander? No. Obviously, that's not really the question. The question's more so, is it just good for him to be there? Yes. Just because of that veteran leadership, that playoff experience that he has, obviously tons of World Series experience between the Detroit Tigers and obviously the Houston Astros, his tenure that he's had there. So, I mean, he's going to be a good piece for them. But in the grand scheme of things right now, is he necessary for the Houston Astros' success? I don't think so. Like you said, the Astros, they've had an incredible run since basically the middle of May and put themselves back up in the first place in the AL West. I don't see a team catching them right now in the AL West. So, yeah, I mean, it's just on him to basically build back up his innings, get himself playoff ready.
Chicago Cubs fans haven't talked about Chicago in a long time, Nolan. So sending in a little bit of a better week this last week or whatever and that, is Craig Council going to be able to pull them through and get them back in that wild card? They're 5.5 back right now, or is San Diego and Arizona, the way they're playing right now, just too strong?
That's a good question. Even with the way that the Mets are playing, I still have the Mets, even though they're on the outside looking in, right? The way that the Mets are playing, they had the walk-off today against Baltimore. Jesse Winker obviously goes opposite field for the walk-off home run. And, like, you're looking at it, right? And I don't know. Like, I can't see the Cubs getting into the playoffs, barring just a drastic fall-off. With the way that the Padres and the Arizona Diamondbacks have both played post-All-Star break, like, those two teams have been basically the best two teams in the National League for this basically month and a half stretch. And Atlanta, I mean, Atlanta's got to depend on their health, but even that, they're still playing good baseball. Chris Sale, obviously, the resurgence that he's had this season, obviously that's a huge boost for them. The Austin Riley injury might bite them in the butt, but I don't know, man. That's tough for me for the Cubs to jump up. I could see them passing San Fran, but I don't know if they get past the Mets. And the Mets are on the outside looking in, right? So that's kind of my take on the whole thing.
Very good. Very good. New York Yankees losing Luis Gil.
Yeah.
He has struggled, but I mean, it's still a vital loss.
Because, yeah, let's be honest. Cole hasn't pitched great. Rodon's an injury waiting to happen. Stroman, I don't know what the heck happened to Marcus Stroman. He's really struggled.
Cortez has looked better since he ran his mouth there.
He has, yes. Yes, he has. So that's nice. But Luis Gil, obviously losing him doesn't help out anything. So you got to hope the next man up mentality really pays off for them. But yeah, using a guy like Michael King right now would be very, very beneficial for them, especially with the way that he pitched down the stretch there last year. Obviously, he was kind of like the one key piece in the Juan Soto trade. But yeah, I don't know what the Yankees do to really replace Luis Gil.
I don't think they have anybody. They really don't, even on the farm and stuff like that. So staying in the AL. Kansas City able to just continue this role. They're in the wild card right now. They're tied with Minnesota 70-56 as of recording. Are you feeling good about them? I know you have all year. Are you staying steady with them?
I'm not wavering. They're winning the AL Central.
I was going to say, do you think they can make up that 3.5 games with the way Cleveland's been playing a lot? And we love our Stephen Boyd and what he's done with Cleveland, but boy, yeesh. I don't know.
They're winning the AL Central. I'm not wavering. I wavered once on Bobby Witt winning MVP. I'm not making that mistake again. So, nope, that's it. I'm not wavering. I think they get that AL Central.
Okay. All right, then. And we never talk about this guy, Los Angeles. Jason Hayward. Pinch hit home run.
The Jay Hay kid.
You just forget about him, don't you?
The Jay Hay kid.
And you forget about him. And every time it seems I'm looking or he pops up on something or whatever, and that he's doing something valuable for those Los Angeles Dodgers. What about Gavin Lux?
He went on a hot streak. He's earned the right to stay up. He felt the pressure, man. Gavin Lux felt the pressure. Tommy Edman and a couple of those other boys coming back. Gavin Lux is like, I need to do something to stay up in the majors. And the St. Louis Cardinals were the perfect opportunity for him to do something. Hit about 350 over the weekend. Good extra base hits. Home run. Played lights out, man. I mean, that guy was carrying the Los Angeles Dodgers offense over the weekend against the Cardinals. And then, yeah, coming into this week, obviously, just kept it rolling. Like, I think the Dodgers are going to have a good problem on their hands where they have good depth everywhere. So
They need it because that Walker Buehler the other day or whatever, and that's still still struggling, not really looking good. So 22 seconds left. Ben Joyce striking out Bobby Witt Jr. 104.8.
Yeah.
Nice. We talked about him the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, I was reading the comments, and the comments make me laugh. How do you hit that? You don't. Plain and simple. You don't hit it. But Dirtbags will be right back here after the break for my final thoughts.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, give me your final thought.
So I was going to talk about that for my final thought, Ben Joyce, and now I kind of want to transition. I'm just thinking about it, right? So just closers in general, right? So you get Michael Kopech, who obviously I think has been, in my opinion, probably the best get at the trade deadline. Michael Kopech, since joining the Dodgers, has been absolutely lights out. That guy has been a fantastic get for the Los Angeles Dodgers, and they can't be any more happy getting him at the back end of their bullpen. He's been a fantastic closer for him. But Ben Joyce, I mean, coming up, obviously all the talk all season has been about Mason Miller and his 102, 103. And now, I mean, you got to see, like, Ben Joyce kind of come up as a rookie after his Tennessee year was done, came up that same year, pitched a little bit out of the pen, a little bit erratic, and now all of a sudden you're seeing him put the pieces together, throwing, like you said, 104, 105, obviously punches Bobby Witt out on the 103 after going 105 twice to him. You're looking at it, man, and it's like, how do you hit this as an MLB hitter? And unfortunately, we don't have answers here because I've never seen 105, and I know a lot of people have never seen 105. So anybody out there trying to give you an answer, they're lying to you. It ain't easy. If it's flat or if it's moving, it's all the same. .05 is a .05, and that's on you in less than a third of a second. So have fun hitting that.
And we talk about home run hitters or whatever and stuff like that being worth the price of admission, right? When you're throwing that fast, I'm going to watch the Angels play the Blue Jays. If I got that chance, I'm going there and I'm praying that the Angels win. They got to bring that guy in. Because like you said, I just want to see that live. Because I know I'm not going to see it once. I'm going to see it for the whole inning. And what does that look like live? You hit the nail on the head, Nolan. Dirtbags, you can't even begin to fathom that. Whether you got hit with that, you'd be just stunned. Whether it's right down Broadway and you're trying to hit it, you're stunned. I don't care what you're saying. I mean, first off, you're a little bit nervous. I don't care whether you're a major leaguer or not, man. I don't want to get plunked with that. That's giddy up. That's on me so fast I can't move. But it's It's insane to think that the speeds are going at that, but it's exciting as well just to see. And like I said, that, to me, that's the price of admission. I'm going to watch a guy like that all day long. So Dirtbags, we say it all the time. Thank you so much for being a part of the nation. Whatever you are out there in the world, wherever you are in the world, player, parent, coach, get up, get after it, and get dirty. Thank you for listening. Nolan, do what you do.
Hey, thanks for listening once again, Dirtbag. Stay tuned because it's going to be a hell of a ride.